Welcome back, Chef, to another episode of Chef Life Radio. Today, we're going to go deep into a vital topic for every chef: adaptability. As chefs, we must stay on our toes and be ready to pivot quickly. But adaptability isn't just about keeping up with trends. It's about fostering a mindset that embraces change and leverage it to your advantage. How can I stay flexible and open to change in the kitchen? What strategies can I use to embrace new techniques and trends? How do I adapt my leadership style to suit different team members and situations? In this episode, we'll discuss why adaptability is crucial to your success as a chef and how it can elevate your culinary skills and improve your emotional and physical resilience. I'll also give you three action takeaways for increasing your mental and emotional adaptability. If you're ready to spark the flame and reclaim your passion, purpose, and process, let's do this. Welcome to Chef Life Radio, your go-to resource for success, sanity, and satisfaction in the culinary industry. I'm your host and culinary career coach, Chef Adam Lamb, and my mission is to elevate culinary professionals like you into effective leaders who can excel in their craft and cultivate thriving, collaborative teams to build sustainable, equitable, and regenerative hospitality cultures. As a seasoned culinary career coach, I specialize in empowering chefs to thrive in their roles through a unique blend of emotional intelligence, relationship-building skills, and communication mastery. I focus on leadership development, work-life balance, and professional growth and career advancement. In this series, I'm going to break down the top 10 attributes or components that separate good chefs from the truly great ones: mindset, or what I'm now calling the successful chef mindset. That's resilience, adaptability, leadership, emotional intelligence, creativity, time management, collaboration, curiosity, self-reflection, growth. I have one in here that's close to my heart. It's called play. Yeah, playfulness. Like, don't take it too seriously, man. This is the recipe for your culinary career, which will result in your success, sanity, and satisfaction. If you're curious about how your current mindset compares with my list, then take the Successful Chef Mindset Challenge and download your free scorecard at link.chefliferadio.com/mindset. And the link is in the show notes. In this episode, we're going to focus on adaptability. Once, as the executive chef of a particular restaurant, I had taken time to cook a lunch for all the prep cooks and line cooks for a staff meal. Typically, one person would be tasked with making the meal and then everybody would sit down and enjoy it. However, this time I decided I was going to do it myself. As I stood off the side, a proud papa, watching everybody scarf down this food, sitting on milk crates or leaning back up against tables, my sous chef stood next to me and noticed the smug look on my face. He turned to me and said, "Listen, just because you cook them lunch doesn't mean that every single one of them would gut you like a fish if they had the chance." That kind of startled me. I looked at him and I thought, "The fuck? What'd I do?" And it's not what he did. It's what I had been continuing to do, which is not necessarily treat people very well. See, at that time, I felt like the mission was more important than the team. And it took me a while to smarten up and realize that the quicker I shifted from me to we, the better everybody else was going to be. So in that particular case, I had to learn adaptability and very quickly try to find a different way to do things. Because if my sous chef was right, then it wouldn't be too long before I was left alone in the kitchen by myself because nobody would want to work with me. As you mature in your culinary journey, you must change. It is inevitable. Now, this may shock you, but you'll think and feel differently in your 30s than in your 20s, even though you feel pretty certain that you'll always be this cool and edgy. Just think, when you finally turn 40, you'll be able to rock that pork pie hat that all your friends now make fun of. Chef Eric Repair very famously had his transformation begin at age 29, shortly after La Bird Den received the first of its 4-star ratings from the New York Times. A chef should have been pretty happy about that, but he wasn't. As a matter of fact, he's pretty miserable. And he goes on to say, and I quote, "One day, I don't know what happened. I was thinking, why am I so miserable? Is everybody leaving? I realized it was all about me, all about being angry and scaring the cooks, scaring the employees, and making them miserable." He decided right then and there to change his leadership style completely, leaving behind the old system of ruling through fear, which is how he had been brought up. I think all of us can relate to that. So what exactly is adaptability? I think most of us can be pretty proud of ourselves that we're adaptable. I don't know a single chef out there that isn't part MacGyver. Anything that goes wrong in the middle of the shift can be fixed with some duct tape, some spit, and a good wrench of the saute pan. How many times did the ovens go down? How many times did we lose the lights in the middle of service? And always we were adaptable, put the mission on our shoulders and made sure it was good little soldiers. We got it done. But at its core, adaptability is about adjusting to new conditions and changes quickly and effectively. And while the previous example might prove that out, I would suggest that adaptability goes a lot deeper than just what we can do from a physical standpoint. The most profound changes that we can make in our mindset, of course, is what happens internally or emotionally. And some of us are not very good at being adaptable insofar as how we feel about things. As a matter of fact, speaking for myself, that's typically when I would fall on my sword or I hit a road bump is when I became completely attached to a particular outcome or was absolutely certain that I was the one who knew best. And the fact of the matter is that's rarely the case for anybody. In a culinary world, this can mean anything from adjusting a recipe on the fly to dealing with unexpected changes in staff or equipment. Let's face it, the kitchen is an incredibly dynamic environment. Orders come in fast, ingredients may change, unexpected issues can arise at any moment. Post-COVID, you know, I talked to so many people who had to make do with the fact that their purveyors weren't even showing up at the door. They would have to run down to the distribution centers and pick that stuff up by themselves, all the while thinking everything was going to be fine for 11 o'clock. I think that's one of the beauties about what we do is we actually time travel. When we're prepping or getting a place set up for 7, 8, 9, now 10 o'clock in the morning, we're constantly projecting into the future at 11 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, and figuring out what's missing then so that we can actually attack it now and solve the problem before it exists. Constantly scanning our environment to see what's wrong instead of probably spending a little bit of that time celebrating what's right. Being adaptable means you can handle these changes without missing a beat. It allows you to stay calm under pressure and solve problems creatively. And that, in my case, wasn't always the way I went about things. Adaptability is also closely linked to resilience. In a demanding industry like ours, setbacks and failures are always inevitable. However, how many failures and setbacks have put you on your ass such that it took you a while to get back on that horse and get riding again? I know there have been times when I had to take something on the chin or get kicked in the balls, and I was down on the ground for a while. And it took me almost everything I knew to pull me up by my bootstraps, and sometimes I couldn't even do it. I had to rely on those who loved me and who surrounded me and gave me reasons to get back up. An adaptable chef sees these as opportunities for growth and learning. Instead of getting discouraged, they bounce back up and find a new path. It's important to note that adaptability isn't just about reacting to changes. It's also about proactively seeking new ways to improve and innovate. I know for some of us, we get stuck in a pattern, man, and that's where we would like to be because let's face it, those patterns are comfortable. And the more we're comfortable with being uncomfortable, I wrote a book like that, the better off we're going to be. So why is adaptability so crucial for the successful chef mindset? For one, it allows you to keep up with industry trends, stay ahead of the curve. Secondly, embracing an adaptable mindset will pay dividends for all your relationships. And it might just make you a little bit happier because you're not so attached to a particular outcome. Remaining emotionally flexible means that you permit yourself to not always have to have it handled. You don't always have to look good, or at least not to look bad, or have that need to be right all the time, which can be exhausting. If you know what I'm talking about, yeah, a little tip of the toque on that one. It also helps to build a more cohesive and effective team, so you can guide them through changes with confidence and poise. Confidence and poise, yeah. Sometimes breaking bad news to a good crew can seem like an awfully shitty situation to be in, but as the leader, you get to own that, and you also get to own the fact that you're the one making that decision, whether or not you made it, or the worst thing you can do is to put it on someone else. It's the policy. Someone else did it. The general manager wants us to, you know. That's abdicating your leadership. Next, we're going to dive into practical tips for honing your adaptability skills. But before we get there, I want to leave you with this one thought. Adaptability is a skill that can be cultivated over time. It's not something you're born with, but something that you develop through experience and practice. As my friend Ryan Dodge says, we as an industry do a pretty shitty job at communicating to those that want to come into the industry that there is a learning curve. We all know that. First, you learn how to make one omelet, then you make 100, then you make 1,000. But there are going to be some skills that you're going to be able to pick up through practice and rote. There's going to be a certain level of maturity that's not going to come until you got years in. I was watching an interview on 60 Minutes with Cillian Murphy, who was up for an Oscar for the movie Oppenheimer. And he mentions towards the end of the interview that at one point early in his career, a director told him that it takes 30 years to become an actor. Like, there's the skills to learn, there's the patience, there's the adaptability, there's the resilience, and then there's the maturity. like knowing what to do in every situation such that it doesn't knock you for a loop. As soon as I heard that, I realized, holy shit, it probably takes 30 years to become a chef. I mean, a good chef. I mean, a chef that people want to follow. A chef that can build a team that's highly effective and incredibly loyal. That's not something that comes out of the gate. That doesn't come from 4 years of culinary school. And that doesn't come from, I don't care how many stages or apprentices you have. That is skin in the game that you've put in. And the repayment from our craft is to build up wisdom such that you become the leader that you wanted to have when you were coming up. How do you build adaptability? First, embrace continuous learning. Stay updated on culinary trends, techniques, and new ingredients by attending workshops, reading industry publications, and networking with peers. By constantly expanding your knowledge and skills, you'll be more prepared to adapt to the changes in the kitchen and beyond. That continuous learning also should not necessarily be solely confined to culinary trends, techniques, food. There's other skill sets that are going to be incredibly powerful for you and tools that you could be put in your tool belt, like coaching. Nobody teaches coaching in the culinary industry or hospitality industry. That's why I had to leave the industry and take courses so that I could learn to be a great coach, which made me a better leader. So there's areas of expertise that you can develop a lifelong curiosity about continuous learning that's really going to serve you in the long run. It's probably important to note as well, have some patience and grace for yourself as you learn these things. Not everything's going to work out of the gate. As anybody who's ever built a recipe knows, that recipe might have to go through 8 or 10 or 20 or 40 iterations. I was watching a documentary on PBS about this family of French chefs, father and sons. And the son was bragging at the table that he's been working on this dish for 7 weeks, this one appetizer. Take your time. Enjoy the journey. Don't be so focused on the destination. Develop a growth mindset. Approach challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. This is incredibly important about your internal dialogue. The things you say to yourself in your head, or could be another voice in your head. It could be your ego. It could be your parents. It could be an old school teacher. It could be anything. But be very rigorous about your internal dialogue, because life is hard enough. This industry is hard enough. You don't need any more help feeling shitty for yourself. Be aware of when your script starts turning into negative self-talk and be vigilant enough to stop it right there and say, thank you for caring. Fuck you for sharing. I got this. Because the longer you spend in that state, the worse you're going to feel. So this idea of holding it all with some grace and compassion for yourself is a really important thing. Instead of resisting change, embrace it as a chance to innovate and improve. Keep saying that the only thing constant in life is change. And if you've been in the industry any longer than 5 years, like constantly a growth mindset allows you to remain open to new ideas and flexible in your approach to problem solving. I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits of embracing adaptability, is it's going to open you up to new ideas and new ways of doing things, because you're going to let go of that absolute need to be right and to always have the answers. When someone comes up with a different way of doing things, you're probably more apt to say, you know what? I never thought of that. Let's check it out. Let's test it. Because that's the only thing left to do, is to test any approach. And that probably falls right into my next topic, which is cultivating strong communication skills. Effective communication is a key to navigating change and uncertainty. Foster open lines of communication with your team, colleagues, supervisors, need I say your lovers, your parents, and your friends, to ensure everybody's on the same page. Clearly articulating your thoughts and ideas can help you to adapt to new situations more easily and collaborate effectively with others. Being willing to play with this idea that two minds very often can come up with a better solution than one. I know we're very good. I put my hand up on this one. Very good at taking a problem and then wrestling it to the ground in my head until I come up with an answer, and then come back up out of that reverie and make a proclamation. It's not even a conversation. It's like, okay, the garden's going over here. The line is going to go over here. And this is the way we're going to set up the cooler without taking anybody else's input. So it's incredibly important to, again, hold it all loosely. But when you're articulating your thoughts, be direct. Don't be assertive. Don't be antagonistic. But there's nothing wrong with you being sure of what you're trying to communicate, and communicate it in the simplest way possible. use less words. As my friend Greg Barnhill would tell me, it's too many words, man. It's too many words. I want you to reflect on your capacity for adaptability. This is not to make anybody wrong or right or kick you in the ass or any of that. This is about just taking a stock, being self-aware enough to take a moment to realize, gosh, how adaptable am I? Am I actually willing and open to change? What happens when somebody changes something on me? How do I react? That's probably a great place to start, because typically your reaction is based primarily out of this idea of whether you're adaptable or not. If you want to test your mindset against this particular list, the successful chef mindset, take the challenge. Download the scorecard, score it yourself, and share that score with me on LinkedIn. Just DM me or whatever. Let me know what your score was and any areas in that checklist or that scorecard that you scored anything less than 3 on. And there were a couple that I scored less than 3 on because it hasn't been an area of focus for me. It's a great ladder to build that successful chef mindset. I want you to share your thoughts. I want you to share your experiences. Let me know how this episode landed for you. If you got any choice tidbits out of it, hit me up on Instagram or LinkedIn. It's important that we treat ourselves with kindness, because we're probably more apt to treat others with kindness if we're treating ourselves. Next episode, we're going to be going over the third component of that successful chef mindset, leadership. Well, I'm going to break it down as succinctly as I can and to give you 3 action takeaways in which you can continue to build each one of these components. As you build your leadership skills, so does your adaptability, so does your resilience. It's not a binary list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a recipe, and you know as well as I that when you put stuff together, sometimes you got to let it simmer. Just let it simmer. Let all those flavors come out, because it's the synergy of all of those things that's going to really make you an excellent chef. That's it from this episode of Chef Life Radio. See you next week. Join the Successful Chef Mindset Challenge at link.chefliferadio.com/mindset. Remember, cultivating a successful chef mindset isn't just about what happens in the kitchen. It's about embracing a mindset of growth, resilience, and positivity that will elevate every aspect of your culinary journey. Let's embark on this transformative journey together and unlock the mindset of a true culinary champion. That's it for this episode of Chef Life Radio. Here at Chef Life Radio, we believe that working in a kitchen should be demanding. It just shouldn't have to be demeaning. It should be hard, just doesn't have to be harsh. We believe that it's possible to have more solidarity and less suck it up sunshine, more compassion, less cutthroat island. We believe in more partnership and less put up or shut up, more family and less fuck you. Stand tall and frosty, brothers and sisters, but consider for a moment, for all the blood, sweat, and effort you put into what you do, at the end of the day, it's just some stuff on a plate. None of it really matters. It doesn't define you as a person or make you any more special or less than anyone else. It's just a dance that we're engaged in, so we might as well laugh and enjoy every bit of it. Or didn't you know that the purpose of your life should be to enjoy it?
Like it, Hefe. I fucking love it. I am humbled. Goddamn glory box mode. I'm live on now.
Visit the website at chefliferadio.com. Subscribe to the podcast at any of the major podcast directories. Please take a moment and give us a thumbs up and write a review. It really does help spread the news. Thanks for listening. Until the next episode, be well and do good.